Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Ryan, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. How can we help you, sir?
Well, yeah, I went on a date with from Natalie. I don't know. We really hit it off. And I don't know. I felt like she might even be the one, you know, like you can even just tell on one date. You know,
wow.
What I mean?
So, like, okay.
What? Right? How amazing was this date that you think she's the one?
Well, first of all, she looks great. She was laughing at all my jokes. You know, like, we were just, like, vibing. Like, the stories were just going back and forth, and we were just connecting, you know?
So what, do you usually go out with ugly girls to stare at you while you try and make them laugh?
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean. Sometimes your jokes just don't even go over and stuff. I don't know. You know, like, we were just hitting it off perfectly. We were clicking.
But wait, like, did anything happen weird on the date? Like, I mean, she's not calling...
No, not, absolutely not. Like, I would have sensed that, you know, and... I don't know what to say. I can't stop thinking about her.
All right. Well, you know what? Just we'll call her next for you, okay? We'll try and set this up.
Okay.
All right. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Ryan, and he went on one date with this girl, Natalie.
Right.
One date. But the date was so amazing that he's like, yo, she's the one. She's commitment material.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I didn't do anything wrong. We vibed. She laughed at all my jokes. We're meant to be together. Just one little slight hiccup. We haven't spoken since that date because she's not getting back to me.
Never a good sign.
But she's the one, Melissa. That's what he said.
Maybe.
You just got to find her. That's all.
Yeah. Ryan, we're going to find her for you. We're going to get you that next date. You're going to get married and have babies and have us to thank. Hang on. We're going to get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Natalie?
Yeah, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
Only the people that are going to change your life forever for the better.
Okay.
We're the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. And the reason we're calling you is because we got a phone call from a gentleman who has a major crush on you. All right. And we're willing to set up a date between you two. Like, you name it. Here's the deal. You name it. You name what you want to do, where you want to go, when you want to do this. We'll pay for the entire thing between you and this gentleman.
I'm so confused. I mean, that sounds lovely. I wish I knew what was going on.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now what's going on. This guy called us up, has a major crush. You know him. He has a major crush on you. He even said to us that he thinks you might be wife potential. Like, he wants to commit to you. And you actually went out with him already. His name is Ryan.
Yeah,
that's not a good reaction.
Familiar with Ryan,
because when we spoke to Ryan, he was talking you up like you were created from God himself and sent specifically for him.
Ryan was cool for sure, but I don't think I'm probably not gonna be able to go on that date. Thank you though.
Wow. Why?
Well, something happened at the end, and it's just, you know, for me, he's not going to be the one, and that's all, you know?
Can you be a little more specific, just so we can get back to Ryan and kind of explain to him what it is that, you know, when we break his heart, we want to be a little more specific.
I don't know, a few months ago, I had, a phase, you know, everyone goes through phases, and it was definitely like an older guy phase.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on this date with Ryan, I just felt like, you know, this guy is so familiar, and I couldn't place it, but everything clicked, and I hooked up with his dad during my older man phase.
All right. Well, I mean, this will be pretty easy. Hold on a second, Natalie, because Ryan, I believe, is on the phone.
Hey, Natalie.
Yeah. So, Ryan, what's your dad's a playboy, huh?
I mean, I'm okay with this. I gotta say, like, I understand it's a little crazy, but like, you know, my dad retired. He's a cool guy. He's been having fun. You know, like,
wow.
It's just like a one night. It was just like a one-night thing, right? I mean, it was just that one time. We can get over it.
Wow, I did not expect that. Okay, so Natalie, the ball's in your court now. Ryan's okay with the fact that you hooked up with... How far did you go with it, with his dad when you say hooked up?
No, yeah, we went all the way.
Oh. That don't look like it's going to happen then.
But Natalie, Ryan is so into you that he's willing to forget the fact that you banged his dad.
Right.
And didn't bang him, by the way.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and he wants another date. So are you willing to give him another date? Are you sure?
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, I hate to hold my past against Ryan because I did have a really good time. I think about our future. And if we did end up getting married, like, how awkward, you know, holidays would be.
It'll be fine.
Definitely go on another date.
Damn.
Honestly, he's probably had sex with four other girls since then anyway. I mean, I know he goes that whole time.
Wow.
But he's not even going to remember. Don't even worry about him.
Natalie?
It's just a date. Why not, right?
Okay,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's going to be so awesome when Natalie goes, kids, I banged granddad back.
Stop it!
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Well, she's pregnant and he still wants another date, and we'll see if she wants to give him that second date. Tomorrow on a brand new second date update on the 10th at 6:10.